AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. He won a Heisman Trophy, played in the NFL, was in movies, and was acquitted of killing his ex-wife. His family says O.J. Simpson died of cancer. He was 76. The AP Sagar Magani reports on the so-called trial of the century.
June 1994, Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Goldman were killed outside her Los Angeles home, and the ex-football star became the suspect.
The Los Angeles Police Department right now is actively searching for Mr. Simpson.
He ran.
911, what are you reporting?
This is AC. I have OJ in the car.
In the back of his buddy Al Cowlings' white Ford Bronco, leading police on a slow 60-mile chase with people watching from overpasses and on nearly every TV network. Simpson surrendered, stood trial, and tried on a pair of bloody gloves.
If it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
The jury did.
Not guilty of the crime of murder.
A separate civil trial 2 years later found him liable for the deaths. A decade later.
Count one, conspiracy to commit a crime, guilty. Count two, conspiracy to commit kidnapping, guilty.
Simpson went to prison after a confrontation in Las Vegas. He served 9 years, but as with the murder case, was not contrite.
I've basically spent a conflict-free life.
I'm Sagar Magani.
An attorney for Ron Goldman's family says O.J. Simpson died without penance. Severe weather takes aim at parts of the Ohio Valley after battering the South. Robin Marquez experienced a tornado in Slidell, Louisiana.
I've never talked to God so much before in my life, but yes, he spoke to him out loud, but as far as hearing and seeing, lights flickering back and forth, dark really quickly, it was very loud. When they say it sounds like a freight train, it most certainly does.
This is AP News. Fewer people filed for unemployment last week.
11,000 fewer. Overall, 1.8 million people were on unemployment during the week that ended March 30th. For the whole month of March, employers added a surprising 303,000 jobs. The unemployment rate dipped to 3.8%. Many economists thought we might fall into a recession this year, but there are plenty of jobs and the economy has held up better than expected, thanks to strong consumer spending. Though layoffs remain at low levels, companies have been announcing more job cuts recently, mostly across technology and media. I'm Rita Foley.
Poland's government is ordering no requirements for homework in lower grades. Critics say the focus of learning in Poland has been too much on homework and not enough on critical thinking and creativity. Grades 4 to 8, homework in Poland is now optional and doesn't count towards a grade. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.